Item related to the strategic planning process. What I'm proposing to you is what the overall process would look like. We have clearly discussed the importance of this at other times, mainly as we would do the referendum presentations. We would refer to this process as a big picture part of our forward movement as a school district. This is the first time a specific process has been proposed, but I believe we've tried to communicate to the public our intent in advancing planning of this nature. Perspectives on strategic planning, creating a roadmap for us to follow, creating a tool to align our efforts as a school district, and finally, creating an opportunity to discuss our preferred future as an organization. This school district has had a strategic plan. One was comprehensively developed in 1991. And in 2000, it was updated. And that led to what I'll refer to as a quality focus on learning, student engagement, and student relationships. And it eventually evolved into the Board of Education defining annual goals in the areas of reading, math, and attendance. This now is an opportunity to rethink our priorities, but it's also an opportunity to engage with our public, with our stakeholders, both internally and externally. What I'm proposing is that a completely new process be utilized that would lead to the definition of priority strategies as a school district. At the same time, I want to be quick to point out that that could mean that some of the existing strategies would continue, but it's a process where that would be confirmed by numerous people. At the same time, we would then create, after that work was done, to identify our priority focus areas, specific action plans that would align to those priority areas. In the document, I'm projecting a timeline that basically takes us from where we are today until the end of July. The majority of the concentrated planning would occur as follows, that once we select the group for the planning, that there would be a pre-meeting on January 13th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And the purpose of that meeting is to just kind of get the business part of it completed, to lay out what the process would look like, to answer questions, and basically to train people in the strategic planning process. And then the group would come back together for three consecutive days on January 29th, 30th, and 31st. But the work from that date until the end of July is really to focus on the development of specific action plans. Each of the strategies would have an action team, some consisting of people that are on the strategic planning committee, and some people that may have more technical expertise in that area joining a smaller subgroup to complete the action plan. Once those action plans were completed, they would then be brought back to the entire group, May, June. And if, again, if this work could be done in a quicker order, that certainly would meet my satisfaction. But it's most important that we do this work well and that there is a good involvement process and involvement strategy that's utilized to complete the work. I am proposing that we utilize Dr. Keith Marty, who has worked with school districts around the state in completing strategic plans. I've had prior experience with his work as a facilitator, but he is also an educator, so he's not just coming from a strategic planning background, although he has that. He currently serves full-time as the superintendent of schools in the Menominee Falls School District. I'm also suggesting that depending on how the process evolves, there may be a need for some additional input as we go. And there may be a need to engage other more locally and within district facilitators as well. What I've provided to you is a list of stakeholder groups. I certainly welcome your input and advice on whether or not I've captured all the groups that should be involved. At the same time, I want to invite you to submit to me names within those groups because we want to make sure that we have good representation, people that are committed to the school district, that can be critical friends, that can look at our strengths, assess our weaknesses, talk openly about both, help us identify what the critical issues are, and help us think through how we would meet those critical issues. I'm projecting an approximate cost of $10,000 for the planning, and that funds for that would come from the district's contingency account. That's an estimate, although I'm very comfortable with that estimate at this point in time. And with that overview, I'll just turn it back to you to see what questions you have and whether or not the motion I presented to you is something that you find satisfactory.
I do have a question. And we've discussed this a little bit very, very informally, going back to when you were interviewing for the superintendent position. And it would be helpful, I think, if you could explain to our audience your vision for the district strategic plan and then how individual schools tie into that plan.
Right.
And how it trickles down.
Right. And that's what I meant. Thank you for asking that question. That's what I meant earlier about the alignment question. When the strategies are developed, the overarching strategies, outcome measures will be designed aligned to each of those strategies, which would allow you, as people that are responsible for the outcomes of this organization, to know what kind of progress we're making. And we would, again, through the new structure, provide periodic reports through the Student Achievement and Performance Monitoring Committee on those key measures. So we would, you know, throughout the year, we'd have 4 meetings or so that would be dedicated to understanding what kind of progress we're making and openly discussing, you know, areas in particular where we're not making progress, what else do we need to do? I mean, are we sufficiently implementing things like that? So first of all, we'll create the district-level benchmarks. Then the alignment piece here is to ensure with our current school improvement planning process that our 2 assistant superintendents, elementary and secondary, monitor, that each of the schools would look at those measures and look at their schools in relationship, their school data. So here we're looking at district aggregated data, but they're then looking at their data aligned to those measures, and they're creating annual improvement plans, many of which could continue because I'm sure, you know we're going to focus on the data of greatest need, and they're doing that already. So not all of it becomes new, but we align the district improvement plan with those benchmarks to individual school improvement plans. That's where we ultimately need to end up, with that type of alignment on outcomes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Ms. Cole?
I'm just wondering if we would have a chance to meet Mr. Marty, or how that would work, because I was thinking in the back of my mind that we would take a little more time to come up with a facilitator, and based on some of our past experience, that sometimes it takes us a while to make decisions. So how would that work out?
Well, I think what would be important for me, I mean, obviously, you know, I want you to know whoever is selected. I mean, that's important to me. And so we can look at a time where he could be present, but at the same time, I would prefer some type of read this evening, because we've had introductory communications, and I've selected someone that not only has deep knowledge about strategic planning, but knows education, K-12 education within the state. And so I bring to you someone that I'm very comfortable with. I know there are others that do this kind of work. So it would help me to know if there isn't a comfort level. I need to know that as soon as possible. Because, you know, we need to have somebody that we're comfortable with. I'm clearly comfortable with this person. I've seen this person facilitate and engage large groups of people that we would have here. And so I guess I'm looking for some direction on that.
Ms. Musk?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on Ms. Cole's comment. I was at the Dane County Dane County School Board Consortium meeting last week, and we had a couple of people who were there talking about strategic planning. And just from that 1 hour, it really did pique my interest and really kind of showed me a little bit about what you're talking about. And unfortunately, I'm going to show how bad I am with names. I don't remember the 2 people's names who were there. But I was wondering if Mr. Marty would be doing something similar to that, being kind of a consultant, just showing us where we need to start, how we need to break down our priorities, and and those sorts of things.
Sure. What we've asked of him, and it's only preliminary, is, and once I have it in more complete form, I'll share with you the outline for the planning so you can see how those 3 days, would follow. but it's very much in line with what you've talked about. And I think what we'll have here is a blend of both traditional strategic planning methodologies with good engagement processes with the group. And the other thing is, and that's why I kind of kept it open, if there's a need for input, which we may want to do, that we would also involve some community people to help us with that part of it, or school district people that are trained in facilitation. So, you know, I'm not saying it solely has to be restricted, but when we're in the 3 days, it has to be one person facilitating the process. It really does. And we also will have some people that will be available during those 3 days to work with small groups, because there will be many small breakout groups that will occur, to be able to be facilitators of those sessions as well. But we really need to choose who the main facilitator is and move forward on that basis.
Ms. Passman?
Yeah, I agree with Maya that it would be nice to sort of meet him, but I completely support your decision on this. You're the one that has to work most directly with him and your staff.
Sure.
And I see no reason in the world why we should have any problem going with the person that you recommend.
Yeah.
You're the one that has to deal with him. So.
Well, and if I might add, one of the things we could look at doing, because the, you know, we've talked about these sessions will be posted. I've encouraged and recommended two board members would be involved directly with the planning, you know, from the planning committee, planning and development committee.
And that would be Mr. Hughes and Ms. Passman, correct?
That's correct. But one of the things we could do is, you know, for as many of you as available, we could maybe set something up that day he's coming, assuming that this recommendation is acceptable, the day he's coming, just as a preliminary meeting, we could do something like an hour before, if that would be helpful. But we can talk, you know, that's up to you. Or you could attend the meeting with the whole group.
Yeah, I would agree with Ms. Passman. I would support your decision as well. You know, there's many different facilitators, and I think one of the most important things is that you feel comfortable with the person. Since you've had experience, you've seen the work that he has done, and obviously you feel very good about it, then
right.
I personally think that's okay with me. Ms. Mathiak?
Moving away from the issue of who facilitates to a couple of other things. One is a nitpicky question, but you'd mentioned that you would plan to take the expense of the planning process out of contingency. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why we would do that rather than some other district funds?
I mean, I was just identifying an account where there were some funds. I mean, there are others that would have funds available, and so I'm not uncomfortable continuing to look elsewhere. But I knew for sure that there were funds available to accommodate this cost level in that account. But if it's a preference of the board, we can keep looking, because we can identify funds available in other accounts to equal that dollar amount. I mean, that dollar amount can be accommodated. And I'm not uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, I just was curious about the logic, because in the past what's happened is that the board has gone back to contingency to the point where it really ran it down.
Right.
And so, and as I recall, when we pass the budget, there's often some level of discretionary funding in many of the different parts of the budget.
Yeah.
So $10,000 doesn't seem like a huge amount to be taken out of the operating budget or something.
No,
I'm
very comfortable. You know, we could identify other sources that, you know, look like it would have that amount of money in total. But it was just done because I knew that it existed.
Yeah.
That's all.
The other question is, as I look at your draft proposal, I'm looking at page 3 where you have the key steps outlined, and then on page 4, which is the back of page 3, you have a list of a wide ranging group of stakeholders representatives.
Right.
And what I was not quite able to figure out is at what point we solicit and work with community input. I can visualize the key steps as they are right now with the facilitator and the planning committee and so forth, but I wasn't sure where public input fits in and at what points in the timeline and how that would be achieved.
Right. Well, and that was the reason why I kind of left that additional facilitation question open. Because what will happen in the 3 days, one of the first things that will happen is the recreation of the critical issues through what is called the SWOT analysis. that'll be done. And so one of the questions I think that the group will have to answer is, have we sufficiently done that? Is it worthwhile, is it important that we take that out into the community and get a reaction? And my belief is you err on the side of doing that, those kinds of things, as opposed to not doing that. So that's why that other line that you see, an additional line for other facilitation, that's why I left that open as a possible consideration, because I think it's quite likely we may want to do those things.
Ms. Cole?
So the committee, I'm just trying to get a handle on this, the Strategic Planning Committee will meet in January for 3 days.
Correct.
And we won't have any community input before then. It would come after that. Is that correct?
It could come either way, but my belief is, well, within this model, generally you let the planning group create the first structure around the critical issues and the key strategies. So it could be done in front of that. It could be done after that. And once we get this more finalized in terms of supporting this process, then I'll have some discussions with the facilitator about what his ideas are on that.
And can you just go over again who would be on this committee? It's not this group that's on the back. It would be Marge and Ed and...
It will be people, in addition to Marge and Ed, that are representative of the list on the back. That will be the stakeholders, that groups that we'll look at inviting to participate.
Okay. I know in the past, and maybe I misspoke, but I remember speaking with folks talking about the work that we did with the consultants when we did the superintendent search, and that we had a lot of data already on what the community was looking for. And so will we be using that also actively?
Yes. In fact, we're in the process, and if you have additional advice beyond that, any of you, we're going to create a packet of information for all the participants. That really, at the heart of that packet, are answering the question of what's the status in the district right now. So we'll be providing assessment data, we'll be providing community perception data, and we're just beginning assembling that packet of information. So if you recall prior reports that you think would be useful to present, I'm more than willing to have that included.
Okay. And then and you were saying that he's going to come and meet at some point, and he could meet with us.
Sure.
Beforehand.
Sure.
I think for me, I also trust your judgment on this because you've worked with someone and I haven't. But for me personally, because we're doing this as a governing body and we've been going out to the community and saying that the community is going to be part of the process and we've got a handle on this, I just want to make sure that I actually do have a handle on it. So I would prefer to just know who I'm dealing with.
I'll find a way to get that scheduled.
Thank you. I have a question about the names of the committee themselves. Does that come back to the board then for approval of the committee?
Yeah, my thought would be, we have a lot of work to do past tonight, but my thought is we'd provide that to you in January.
And we would have the
right.
Approval.
Right. But here's what I want to provide you information along the way here, because, my goal is not to create difficulty with people who we feel can be a participant that you might have a problem with later on. So the more we can be kind of discussing, I get your input as we go, that's what I would prefer. And so again, part of this is to look at those categories. If you have ideas of specific people, I'm more than open, because the goal here is to get representation within the district and within the community. And so I'd rather have that as a kind of a give me your ideas now kind of thing.
Will you send us an email or a communication then on how we can best, or how you would like us to recommend
sure.
names to you?
Sure, absolutely, I can do that. Yeah,
and,
follow me tonight.
And when?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can start thinking about that. Ms. Moss.
Okay, when you were talking about a packet, this would go to all of the members of the committee. Is this something that would include things like a synopsis of task force reports, like the fine arts task force, the math task force?
Yeah, what I thought there is we'd provide the executive summaries.
Okay.
Because one of the things is we want to give people an advanced reading, a context, but I don't want to overwhelm people, and I don't want to give them documents that we know people don't have the time to read.
Okay.
But we'll get them those kind of summaries. That
okay.
is part of my thinking.
Okay, and that's going to provide the baseline so,
yeah.
for us.
Yeah,
okay.
absolutely it would.
DVD set.
yeah.
Mr. Hughes.
I'm sorry, I missed this. I probably wasn't paying attention, but how big a group are we talking about?
Well, we've talked, and I have had experience with up to 50 plus. That's not the preferred number. In terms of a group, but if we have good facilitation, we err on the side of involvement. And so we can break the group down, but it's a large group, 50 plus.
You're breaking them down into action groups, you said before.
Well, here's what will happen. The whole group meets for the 3 days. Then once, let's say there's four priority strategies. Each of them would have an action team. And we'd say to that group, how many of you want to work on these four teams? And then we would also make sure that we had people with technical expertise, because it's likely that we won't have that all in that room. So we'll blend it with people that can provide the technical expertise with volunteers from the large group. But the whole group does the 3 days.
Mr. Winston.
Do you foresee like staffing with other district staff? This process.
Yes, in fact, we've talked about that. What we've talked about is involving a couple of people as direct staff to the committee to do a lot of the organizational things. And then we've talked about involving lead staff as small group facilitators during those 3 days, because they're going to be broken out. And so we need consistent facilitation. So that's how we've talked about involving staff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions? When I move that the board approve the superintendent's draft proposal dated December 2008 regarding the structure and timeline for the MMSD strategic planning process and direct the superintendent to pursue the key steps for implementation identified therein, Appendix KKK-6-7. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Ms. Naslin?
Aye.
Board, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that passes 7-0. Thank you so much.